story. So we are at, you know, after the Frankenstein's monster. And why is that one there, first of all? Should it be there or just slipped in? Well, how would it continue in order to make any sense? Just flipping over to Maria and the gang. Will it work, or does it feel strange? What if we try this? We return to our video today, standing in front of that, or just walking away from that toy shop window, and smiling a little, thinking, why did I like monsters? Why do humans even like or are attracted to monsters and gore? An interesting question. Well, you tell me. Suppose they say we have the angel and the demon within us. So maybe it's that other part of ourselves. We need to integrate. Sounds pop psychology. Frankenstein's monster was not bad. He's a stupid maker. Sloppy on put a criminal brain in that body. But we're all good deep within, aren't we? Even that monster seemed to be so. Anyway, we are right here in the story. Where there are gods and demons, angels and devils. Upwards and downwards going spirals. Where you choose your path. And then we see a nice picture of up down entrance again. And now it says, well, to get aware, to stay aware. And then Maria standing and look up at it. Another day, another life, she may say. Maybe she's there with a friend, or alone, because she's... And then we can get into that story. Of the... people down the street. How about that? Because again, she's standing there choosing what to do. So she's like Bruce Almighty. She's almost almighty now. Maybe someone comes up and stands there next to her. So you're admiring the great miracle, something like that. It's kind of slightly ironic. Well, and then one among the 5 or 10 richest corporations in the world. And she just looks at them and says, how much you think it's worth? And the little elderly man, well, the latest rating. $2 trillion or something. And she's just looking, and then this other thing happens. Maybe even the girl says, Maria, that you can have a couple of words about, you know, are they good or are they bad? And this man could be like skeptical, you know, they're all bad. Turn this into a dialogue. And she just again thoughtfully looks up or looks at him, saying that, well, choose, I guess. Bring up the angel in yourself, or go down with the demon in there, the monster in there. Thank you.